Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is one of those rare times on The Slacker Show, the show that's slackers.
Oh, God.
I'm Slacker. Hi. Then we're going to talk about somebody else.
Which one of us is the lucky one?
You know it's about you, buddy.
Uh-huh.
It's T-Hack's birthday.
Yay! Oh, yay!
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Eric and I were talking.
Okay.
I'm just going to out you for what you just said a second ago.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because it's your birthday. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's because we went out and met the whole sales team with our new friend here, Erica, and mm-hmm. then ended up at Ocean Prime and probably shouldn't have stayed as long as we did.
Certainly shouldn't have.
If you were listening to Erica's first show with us, the last time we did this, Erin barfed on her closed window.
Yeah. Right.
And we literally duplicated every single thing we did that night.
Except the barfing on the window.
Yeah, nobody barfed.
Yeah. Oh, that's the best part.
Right.
Anyway, but because we're feeling it a little bit, Erica thinks you're very annoying today.
You said you did say that.
I said very annoying. No. I think I said you're gonna be an annoying thing. But in like the way, it's like he's so happy. Look at his smile. He knows it's his day.
It's your day, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
It's my day.
I kind of agree. I'm pretty annoying.
Why are you?
I find myself annoying.
Do you always think you're annoying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I annoy myself.
Do you really?
Yeah. And I annoy my wife, and I think I'm annoying, definitely.
Oh, you're not. Except
but just today you are. And
you guys not think that about yourselves? Do you never feel annoying?
No, I do, but not... I don't think it's for like the same reason.
Okay.
But yes.
Why do you think?
Well, because mine comes from like a lack of self-confidence. So I'm like always kind of searching for
approval.
Not approval, but just like some sort of, I don't know the word right now.
Yeah, everyone's annoying. It is.
You're right. Yeah.
It could be us. It could be the
reassurance.
People.
Reassurance. I kind of need constant reassurance. And I can totally see how that's annoying. I think Hack thinks a different reason.
I think, okay, couple things. 303-222-5423. That's our text line. Please, if you have any well wishes for T-Hack, this is your moment to like tell him happy birthday. Do you do it on purpose though, is my question. I think.
Does he do what on purpose?
Be annoying. Because he's saying he's annoying, and here's the thing. If you want to tell T-Hack, same text line, if you want to tell him he's annoying, he'll like that more than you saying happy birthday. I swear, he gets a sick, when somebody writes an angry text about me, I am, and this will invite them, and that's fine. I'm just not going to read them.
Slacker saves them.
I do.
I'm outing you. What do you mean you don't read them? You save them in a note.
I saved one. I saved one.
To read when you're sad?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yay.
It was just somebody who just really like, I hate your show, I hate everything about you kind of thing, but then just named everything we've ever talked about ever. So it's like, you clearly listen all the time, but it's just, it like wrecked me. Cause it's like, I want to do well on the show. I want people to like me. I'm a little like Aaron in that reassurance thing or whatever. Sure. T-Hack cannot get enough criticism. What is that? Like,
I don't know. Actually, we were just talking about this last night, when how I started in radio. So my friend, his dad owned the radio station in our town, and he did the morning show, just a super local, small town. And he would go on vacation sometimes. So his son and me would fill in for him when we were like 14.
14.
I couldn't even drive. My buddy had to pick me up to take me there because I couldn't drive yet. And we had no idea what we were doing. So back, we were playing CDs to play songs. And it's like, well, we need to play something. And so let's put a Kanye CD in at the time. And it's like, the people were so mad. And I remember just loving it. Like, they're so mad at us.
Because we picked
the wrong song. Like, that's so funny. Is that not funny to you?
No. Like, just go that would devastate me if people didn't like me.
Just go to work, man. Like, let it go, you know? You're here to...
I get what he's saying.
Like, it's you're the same.
Your comments don't bum me out.
They don't? Because I'm going to tell you, people this week already... boy, have we given her access to them? Have we given her access to the text yet?
Well, I've read some out loud, but...
Yeah.
Should we just do...
Because the ones that I think that are funny, I'm in the middle of you guys.
You are?
Yeah, where I think some are funny and then I take some to heart.
I take... Oh my God. Unless they say something nice and then I don't take it to heart.
Mm.
Like,
you
need
therapy.
I'm telling you, I've had so much therapy and it just, they're just like, they just eventually give up.
Right. They're like, I'm actually,
yeah.
I
usually
see you
put
anymore.
Them in therapy. They're like, by the end of it, they have their own therapist. Should we do a day?
Oh gosh.
Where we just read all the hate for Erica and just get it out.
I don't know if that's like fun for anyone, but
well, you
us.
Said you like it or just hate for the two people who
I
like it.
I said for anyone, but us.
Oh. Really?
Like, I don't think people listening are like, yes.
Well, we've done roast us.
And yeah.
Like, see, and that's, I love roast. That's like my favorite, just a roast. A good. I love it. Because especially if it's something like creative enough to be funny. And it's like, I love
the
it.
The last time we did roast, you and Aaron wrote some of the most hurtful things I've ever heard in my life.
It was
about.
Good.
And I didn't do anything to either one of you.
Yeah,
because I didn't want to hurt you.
You only roast the ones you love. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows that.
That's true.
All right.
So you don't love us.
Happy birthday, Hack.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.